Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. Okay, you guys, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside, the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I invite a friend over to watch an episode of the show with me, and then we critically deconstruct it piece by piece.
Gonna get into it.
I mean, it gets real academic. My guest today is a lovely Kurt Braunohler.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming over to watch TV with me.
Thank you.
It was awesome, and we got an awesome episode I was psyched to do. It's just called School Song. It's pretty on-the-nose title. And the original air date...
They couldn't even come up with a pun.
I know. It's just straight-up School Song. Original air date, November 28th, 1992. And now what I need you to do, this is what the guest traditionally does, I need you to give like a 4 or 5 sentence synopsis of the whole plot, like a TV Guide short synopsis.
Wow, you're giving me 4 to 5 sentences
for
this.
4 to 5 sentences, and
then... I think I can do it in one.
Okay, do it in one.
The students of Bayside try and write a new school song, and Zach tries to fuck it up.
Boom.
But then they come together and write a song that's so weird.
Yes, that was beautifully done. Beautifully done. Synopsis, very eloquent. Now, let's really get into this.
I really can't get over, like, just thinking about, when I watch it, it strikes me so much that it has to be written by, like 45-plus-year-old white men.
I think, like, 60.
Must be, like, they must be old men.
Old white men.
Who remember going to high school
completely
in the 40s.
100% true.
Yeah.
Many guests have said that. I totally agree with you. Minimum 60 years old.
Right?
Dude, totally agree.
It has to be.
Yes.
They must be guys who just like worked on sitcoms for forever.
Right.
They don't give a shit. And
oh,
this is a
course.
Fucking sweet paycheck. Because this was like a popular show.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. It was a totally easy paycheck. Totally
syndicated.
Fart out a couple of these scripts. And then, as Paul Tompkins said, go get shithoused at the smokehouse in Burbank.
That is exactly where they would go.
True. Yes. Yeah, because this one, especially this one, has so many things in it where we both were like, that's never happened.
That's
I don't
not
have
a
that
thing.
In my school.
Yeah.
Which, okay, well, it starts out classic move. Zach talking to the camera.
Well, first, let's talk about the opening.
Yes.
Because that is like the invention of clip art.
Yeah.
Like. That opening is just MS Word clip art before MS Word clip art existed. It's just squiggles,
yes.
Like an ice cream cone, a hamburger, a french fry.
Totally. Totally.
And then if you look, also the doorway to the place where they hang out, what's it called?
The Max.
The Max?
Yeah.
The doorway to the Max is that squiggle from the opening credits.
That's true.
The
it
doorknob.
Totally is. Like, yeah. The doorknob is a thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the very first ever clip art is the opening to Saved by the Bell. And then, yeah, my friend Janet said when she was on, she was like, the opening credits look like a bedspread from the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, all those colors and everything in the clip art. But, yeah, so after that, though, it's classic Zach move. He's immediately talking to the camera. So it opens in the Max. He walks up, and he's like, hey, what's up? I'm about to graduate.
But he said, like, who could be more handsome than me or something?
Cool.
Like,
he goes,
who could be?
I wonder if Bayside will ever have a guy as cool as I am. No way.
And that gets a laugh. That's a laugh line.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I had forgotten how much of a little cunt Zach is.
Oh, my God. Completely.
He really
is. Sociopath. 100%.
He's a sociopath, and he's our lead character. Like, he's our character who we're supposed to identify with.
Totally. He's the cool dude.
Is it because it's, like, for, like, because let's think, like, because I watched it as a kid, but I don't remember what age I was. Is it for, like, young kids? Is it for, like, 8-year-olds who, like, maybe still have, like, just that that id lizard brain of just like fucking destroy and take.
And like, well, yes, I think some of it is because there's so many scenes where like children are in charge of everything and adults are secondary.
Yeah.
That it is that kind of childlike, like, I wish I was the boss of stuff and not my parents.
Right, right, right. Because it's cool. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what he says, kind of, because he's defined as not adult.
Yeah.
So he can kind of be an awful person, but they're like, but he's ours.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And he's like the lead. I mean, obviously he's the leader and he is the coolest guy in the school.
And is Mr. Belding the only adult we ever see?
No, we see teachers here and there, but he's like, and we see their parents once in a while, but he's the only adult around on a regular basis.
You know,
still doesn't do it. They like totally steamroll over him all the time. It's not like he has any real authority.
My friend Dave once was telling me a story about something that happened in his high school.
Uh-huh.
And then he told me the story and I was like, that's a crazy story, like, that the principal did. And I was like, what was the principal's name? And he was like, Mr. Belding. And I was like, no, that's from Saved by the Bell. And then he was like, the whole story was from Saved by the Bell. He had mistaken.
He had like false memory syndrome
of a moment of something that Mr. Belding
did. Shut up!
Thought of him as A, his high school, B, his principal, and C, told the story about like a funny thing his principal
and
did.
And was being serious. Like, he wasn't trying to fuck with you. He was
He just was like, oh my God. I've just passed off a story from Saved by the Bell. Unintentionally, I thought it happened to me.
Was he just like stoned all of high school or something?
No, I don't think he's ever smoked weed.
No way. So he's like totally a lucid dude being like, I think I lived Saved by the Bell.
He is an investment banker millionaire.
What?
Yeah.
How is this your friend?
I went to college with him.
Oh, you went to college with him?
Yeah.
And so he was like, listen to this shit, and like told you this whole story.
Yeah.
And you were like, no way, man.
Yeah.
Until he said, oh, my principal was Mr. Belding.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is like the best thing I've ever heard. Did he have like a total breakthrough where you're like,
he didn't know.
He
had a full realization in the moment.
Because he was
story
like, I've been
telling
that story for years, and now I realize it didn't even happen to me.
Yes, he'd been telling the story for years, thinking that it would happen to him, but it was Mr. Belding.
And it was just because he like watched this show so much as a kid. I'm surprised I never did that.
I have memories of Mr. Belding, not saying anything specific, but like always being in that doorway.
Right.
That are like deep ingrained in my brain.
Me too. Exactly. That now I can't, like, hearing that. I've watched this show so fucking much. Like, I can't believe I have never done that. Like, I can't believe it. But the fact that somebody really did do that is, like, the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's
kind of
amazing.
And I'd be like, oh, shit. That totally didn't happen to me at all. Oh, my God. That's incredible. Give Dave my condolences. I assume he is in an insane asylum now in a straitjacket. So Zach comes in. He's like, yeah, there's never going to be anyone as cool as I am. Suck it. And then they come up, like Lisa and everybody else comes up and they're like, you guys, what are we going to do for the senior class gift?
First, a big worry for every senior in high school.
We both turned to each other like,
so concerned.
That's not a thing.
Never
Where did you grow up?
Jersey.
Okay. And this is.
Nope.
I went to high school in Atlanta, Georgia. No senior class song.
No senior class gift.
Nope, not a thing. But
what is
a
senior class gift? You give it to the school?
I guess because she goes, I think it's like this a thing the senior class, I guess, leaves to the next senior class. You know what I mean? Like, we bequeath upon you.
It's so weird.
We are leaving this school and now we give you youngsters this.
Right.
But Lisa's like, how are we going to top last year's? It was a VCR. She
it
said
was a VCR.
Like, the senior class left the entire school one VCR. Like,
1982.
Thanks,
so that is, yeah, 1982.
Well, no, this is 1992. Yes.
Everybody had VCRs.
Yes.
VCRs were cheap at that point.
Yes. But the senior class of Bayside left
the entire
school.
I didn't even catch that it was a VCR.
I think she said that last year they got a VCR. Like, how are we going to top that?
Tough.
Right. So that's when they're all like trying to figure that out. And while they're doing that, this is a weird episode in the way that this is. It's like one episode where people kind of call Zach on his shit. Which
right, they
never
tell him he's
usually
a monster.
Do. Yes.
Yeah.
Like he goes, when he tries to go, you know, he's like suggesting school gift things and they're like, your gift is that you won't be here anymore, you fuck up. Like they're basically making jokes about how like the school's gonna be so relieved
to
see
not
him
have
go.
Zach.
And then he's like, what, guys? And they're like, yeah, you fucking bonehead. Like they're just really getting on his case.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much never happened before.
This is the first time, because they know that towards the end of their
it's the first time where
run.
Everybody just is like, yo, you scam us all the time. You skip class all the time. Like, you're just always scheming. And it's kind of the first time Zach is like, oh, shit. Like, people think I'm a goof. He, like,
but
really
takes
it to
heart. But that's
the
word that's used.
Yeah.
People think I'm a goof.
He really
but, like,
takes
goofs
it to heart.
Goofs don't really, like...
Is it goofs
goof? Don't ruin
is it goofs
things.
Or goofs?
Goof. It's like, he thinks he's a goof.
Is it goof? Is it plural goof? Goofs or goofs?
Oh. I think it's goy. It's G-O-O-I.
Sorry, continue.
Who's the goofs? Are there more goofs? No, he's the only goof.
He's the only goof.
But the word goof, but he's using the word
he
goof.
Keeps
well,
using
what he
it.
Means is like psychopath, like sociopath.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's weird to me that he takes it so to heart, because normally he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he's
right,
like, whatever,
like
I'm Zach, I run this place.
Right, this is the one time he has self-knowledge.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, and another thing that tripped me up about the and by the way, you've never been on the podcast before, I need to tell you, I get real deep into it.
Okay.
I, like, really want to dissect every piece of it. So another thing that trips me up about this is, no one remembers anyone in high school. Like, do you know what I'm saying? When you were in high school, were people like, oh my God, remember that senior from a few years ago, Frank Smith?
No,
he was the best.
You don't know them.
You don't know them. There's not that much of like a legacy thing going on. Like,
but when you're a senior, you think there is.
I guess you do.
Because you've been looking at this part. You've been looking at that for 4 years waiting to be that.
Right.
And then you're like, it must be important after I leave. And then you realize when you leave, it's totally evaporated.
Yeah. No one cares at all whatsoever.
It's just like death.
Yes. I mean, like, it kind of is. It's just, like, no one... I don't remember anyone in my school being like, oh, my God, remember
when that guy
that
did
last
that?
Senior? He was so rad. Like, no, you don't even... He's not there anymore. Who cares? But, yeah, so he's, like, obsessed with this idea of, like, going down in Bayside history as, like, a really cool dude and not a goof. Or, like, I don't know, like, a hard worker. Like, he's all of a sudden,
this
like...
If we want to get deep, this is entirely... about the writer's fear of death and how they will be remembered. And their school song is Saved by the Bell.
100%.
That
is
the thing
correct.
They have made.
Absolutely.
So this is a very postmodern, very self-referential
completely. I think you're
episode.
Totally right.
It's the second to last episode of the season.
Yes.
It's them thinking about what is their legacy as writers of television, and it's this fucking terrible
But I think
show.
If you want to get even deeper, I think it could even go down to like one or two of the writers on the staff. These guys are old guys. These are guys are old guys. They're staring death in the face.
You don't know that. Do you know their age?
No, I don't.
You're guessing,
I mean,
right? They're
I'm
staring
guessing,
death in the
they're
face.
They're staring death in the face. I think some of this is even like, how's my family going to... It's coming out like... My kids think I'm a goof. My kids think I'm a fuck up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How are they going to remember me when I'm gone?
Yeah.
Because the Grin Reaver
because
is right
is a thing
over
you
my
never
shoulder.
think about in fucking high school.
Right.
You're just like, I can't wait to go to college.
Yes.
Next thing. No one's worried about dying. No one's worried about how will I be remembered. They don't give a shit. It's like, remember me as a fucking, as a pile of turds.
Yeah, like, who
cares?
Because
I'm going to college
here.
Next
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
I'm not
going to
be here. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
That's the way a teenager thinks. This is definitely an old man
yes.
fear.
Yes. I fully agree with you. Yeah. All of that. Totally, totally. You're just like, I don't give a shit. I'm getting out of here. Who cares? Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, Zach is weirdly obsessed with his legacy and how he's going to be remembered.
And also, I was struck in this scene how much Screech looks like a penis. His neck is very long.
Yeah.
And then he's got that like helmet of hair.
Of course.
He really does look like
if
you put a shirt on a penis. And pants on a penis and had it walk around, it would look like that actor. What's his name? Diamond?
Dustin Diamond. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you talked at length about the fact, all the porn stuff that he got into.
Yes and no. People have brought it up.
You want to remember him as just Screech?
No,
from the
I don't want to remember him at all. He's gross, full stop. But I don't want to see or hear about his dick. I'm usually a connoisseur of celebrity porn tapes.
Yeah,
I've watched
yeah.
almost all of them. His, I don't want to watch because I'm like, I don't want to see your dick.
I mean, that's weird because his porn tape would be like watching a dick with another little
dick
have sex. Just a giant penis with then another fold out dick. Having sex with a person. That's upsetting.
That is very upsetting. And I will never... Have you seen it? I'll never watch
no,
it.
No. I don't think I've seen any
celebrity
porn
tapes.
No.
Not even like the Pam and Tommy Lee... Not even Mm-mm. the famous ones?
No. Not even the famous ones. I didn't even know there's non-famous ones.
Or, I don't know, like, I guess whenever that subject comes up, I feel like the most popular one is probably the Pam and Tommy Lee one. A lot of people I know at the time
watched
it.
No, I would think probably Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton
one
is mad boring.
Is it mad boring?
Well, because, look, you could tell she's not good in bed anyway, like, just by the way she acts.
Oh, yeah,
she's just super boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like a little stick figure.
Yeah, yeah, and she's just super, like, more... I just remember her being...
Like
more into like, yeah, like how she looks in the mirror than like doing the dude. You know what I mean? So I was like, boring, boo. But the Pam and Tommy one's pretty funny.
Okay.
Well, surely, like, you like Mr. Show, right?
Yeah.
Because you know the Wicked Scepter thing is all like making fun of that.
No, I didn't know that.
Because in the Pam and Tommy, like, they keep just going like, you're so fucking rad. I love you so fucking much. You're so fucking rad. Like, they just keep saying that to each other. Like, total idiots.
Oh, that's so
and
great.
So, yeah, that was like kind of what that Mr. Show thing was making of.
Okay.
Making fun of. But yeah, so may I suggest that maybe you rent the Pam and Tommy
maybe I should.
Rent it from Redbox.
Yeah, rent it. Go down to the Redbox.
Okay, so yeah, so they're in the Max and everybody is basically like, haha, Zach, you're a total fuck up. And then so he all of a sudden is like, what? Now the next scene is they are in, I don't know, chorus class, like they're singing, they're all singing
Glee
in class
club, maybe?
Glee club. And the guy who is the teacher conducting them is like visibly yawning.
Yeah, he's very upset.
Everyone singing is like super bored.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, like, he's like, okay, good job, kids. And they're all like, this song sucks. I mean, they just tell him.
Because they're like, it's old.
Yeah. They're like, our school song sucks. It's way outdated. And that's when Lisa is like, why don't we write a new school song? That's
another
the senior
deeper
gift.
Level. It's way outdated. The now, thing I've been doing is way outdated. It's all
yes.
this older men's
We're
fear.
We're totally like learning
yeah,
more about
I'm
the
out
writers.
Of, yeah.
Yes.
I'm out of touch.
Well,
I'm older. I'm still having to produce this stuff for children.
Yeah, and like be on the cutting edge.
The quote-unquote
cutting edge of 92.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm old news.
Yeah.
But she goes, well, first of all, again, another thing where we're like, we did not have a school song. That is not a thing. You didn't have one. I didn't have one. Perhaps people do write to me. There are things where I go, oh, that never happened. And then people will email me, go, oh, we
I'm
totally had it at my school.
Yeah,
yeah, for real. So
I feel like it's a Texas thing.
Yeah, maybe somebody had that. We didn't. But also, when Lisa goes, this should be our senior gift, write a new school song, they all go, oh, yeah, totally. As if writing a song
right.
is a thing that you can just do.
Yeah, that everybody can
we'll
play
just write
instruments.
A song. We'll just write a song. Like, if I told you right now, write a song, what would you do? You'd go, no, but no. But
what?
Kurt, I need you to write sheet music.
Oh, I can't write a sheet
please
music.
Please write sheet music song. Oh, and also please write parts for the entire Glee Club.
Yeah.
To sing different parts. Can you just go ahead and whip
Who
that
knows?
Up for me?
They might be banging songs out left and right in Glee Club. That might be their thing.
You they were in the Zack Attack.
Yeah.
So they did write songs for the Zack Attack. But yeah, so they say that, and everybody's like, okay, cool, good idea. So the next scene is they're meeting in Belding's office, and that's when they're telling Belding, like, here's what we think the senior gift should be. We're going to write the school song. Now, and he's like, yeah, totally, guys. And then Zack shows up late to the meeting, and that's when Belding chimes in, and Belding's like, oh, Zack fucking Morris late to a meeting. Good fucking job, you idiot. Like,
everybody's giving it
completely,
to him.
Completely. Even the principal being like, you total loser. And he's like, you guys.
There's a different ending to this episode where Zack then just comes in and has a school shooting.
Oh. Do you know how many times that has been applicable to episodes?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Many guests have been like, you know, the end of this is like a total school massacre. Like, it is. There's some dark, grim shit in this. Yeah, so he comes in, he's like all down, and they like clown on him. So then he thinks, hey, if I write the school song, this obsession with being, I'll be remembered as like an awesome dude. Which
also, again, a remembrance from writing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I'll leave this behind, this legacy.
And that's
the
way I write something.
Yes.
That people really love.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he thinks that out loud to the camera. Then the next scene is
But I noticed this too. Does Zack have a little bit of a lisp sometimes?
I've never noticed that.
In this episode, I feel like if you watch it, I feel like there's a little bit of a lisp every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Like on certain words?
I mean, I just wrote it down.
Re-watch
I don't know.
I'll rewatch it.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to have to double check your work. We'll see. I don't know how I feel about you saying Zack has a flaw. I don't know how I feel
other
about
than
that.
Being a sociopath.
Other than that, but yeah, I can look over that.
I like also that Tori is kind of, they just fully lifted Tori's character from Blair from Facts of Life.
Or Joe
from
Facts,
Facts
totally.
Of Life.
That's They're so just funny. Like, that's what
we
Kevin
need a
said.
Joe. We need a Joe in here.
Yeah, we need like a rugged, yeah.
Wears a leather jacket.
Yes.
Probably would be a lesbian if they were allowed to say that
she
at that point.
She is a lesbian in real life.
She is?
Yes.
Right the fuck on. That's great.
Yes. It was funny because the last episode, Chris Hardwick was saying how he went on a date with her in college. Mm-hmm. They went to UCLA together. And he was saying how he tried to kiss her and she like recoiled in horror.
Whoa.
And so that was a sign of things to come. She was like, no, thank you, dudes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And she's also part of Triplets. Identical Triplets.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Tegan and Sarah and Tegan.
Yes. Although I don't know. I'd have to look and see if her sisters are gay too. But yeah. So she's totally like the tough Joe in the thing. So the next scene is them back. They're like rehearsing in the Glee Club room and they all take turns. All of them can play piano. No problem.
All of them.
No problem.
Most of them can play also guitars and accordions.
But they're all sitting there taking turns. Like first it's Slater. Then
and
it's
nailing
Lisa.
It. Like,
nailing it.
Oh, let me try this kind of like variation on your thing.
Yes! Like there's no sort of like, oh, hold on. Oh, wait. Like that classic thing.
No, just like old blues men hanging out, riffing with each other. All of these 15, 16, 17-year-old kids.
Blues men. Yeah. It's like the Million Dollar Quartet. That's Sun Records thing. They're all just like standing around taking turns with the jams. Yeah, and so while they're doing this, though, like Zack's peer pressure plan is he's like whispering in their ears, each one of them, like, he says, you suck. No, you suck. No, you should do this. And it like totally works. And they just immediately start fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so in between the rotating cast of pianists who could just shred at a moment's notice, they're like, fuck you. I like this song. No, fuck you. My song's better. And they all like storm
infighting.
Out.
Classic infighting.
Yes. So they storm out. And then that's when Zack goes, all right. Now it's time for me. I got this. Sits down at the piano and just goes nuts. Again, a beautifully trained pianist. Like, it just completely sits down and, like, for real shreds on piano.
And everyone has a different, like, way of fake piano playing. Because none of them are playing the piano.
Yes.
And everyone, and Tori is horrible at it.
Yeah, were like.
Tori's just kind of, like, shrugging her shoulders. And, like, I don't know, like, maybe, like, tapping her legs or something. She looks horrible. Fake playing
you,
the piano.
Yeah, you were like, she's the worst fake piano player of all of them. But, yeah, so Zack sits down and just goes, like, Liberace on it. And she's like, yeah! So, he thinks he's got this. But the next scene is Screech is in the hallway playing a xylophone.
Like a hand xylophone.
Yeah, like a hand xylophone. And is just, like, practicing.
Classic hands out.
Yeah, totally. And so Zach's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going to write my own school song. And he's like, all right. Zach, again, takes his place on the trash can where all cool guys sit. So he's like, okay. And then Lisa comes in shredding on an acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm. Then a nerd comes in
playing
an accordion.
Louise
playing
an accordion. But I just want to point
out. I'm so sorry. Louise.
Louise, please.
Is she ever a current character?
She's on a few times, okay. Yeah. She's like the queen of the nerds.
Okay.
But the thing about Lisa, never before in an episode is it ever mentioned that she can play guitar.
Yeah.
And she comes out just strumming an acoustic guitar again like it ain't nothing. Just like, yeah, I play guitar.
Do you think there was ever a conversation in the room about that? Or people just like, we totally don't give a shit. Whereas, like, was anyone like, wait, can Lisa play the guitar?
Like,
has anybody, like, checked in on
of
that?
All
you know,
these
like,
people.
And did anyone say, like, well, we've never said she can't play the guitar. Like,
right.
Did that sentence
never.
Happen?
They never thought of anything.
They're just like, yeah, sure, whatever.
They're just like, put an instrument in each kid's hand. We don't care which one it is. Just
yeah.
put it in there. We'll figure it out later. So she's shredding on guitar. Louise on accordion. Whatever. Like, everybody is playing music at the same time. And then Slater and Tori come in. Both holding sheet music, and
that
they're like,
written.
we just wrote a song. Everybody wrote a song within like 2 hours on sheet
music. I like
music.
That you're so surprised by this. Like, this was, you were talking about this while watching it, that it is, I mean, if no one could write a song, there would be no episode. They have to all know how to write a song.
Right, but you know what, Kurt, you make a solid point. But again, the reason this podcast exists...
If there was a swimming competition and everyone just jumped in and drowned, it would be a short episode. So if there's a songwriting competition and no one can write a song...
I'm just saying...
It's very surprising.
I like to imagine... This as a
as
real
a
high school.
As a real, I
a real
know
high school.
You do.
And like, I like imagine if you're in high school one day and like all your friends just came up with sheet music. Like, I just wrote
constant
songs. Like, just like during a class, like in one class. And then at the end, they were like, here's the sheet music for the song I just wrote.
Done.
9 parts for it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, because
it's for like a 12 person
yes,
chorus.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just go. What are you, a prodigy? Like,
yeah.
What are you doing at the school? Then why aren't
They're
you
all
Juilliard?
Little Bachs and Beethovens.
Yes. So, yes, it is surprising. So, yeah, so they come in to sheet music. Yeah, we just wrote this. And so.
Belding's mad.
Yeah.
Too loud.
He comes in. Everybody's like playing music in the hallway. And he's like, what are you guys doing? And they're all like, well, we're all writing school songs.
And Zach's like, well, we should have a competition. He
totally.
Says that to Belding.
Yes.
Belding's like, let's do it. And we'll do it over the PA system.
Right. Which is a weird, like, why wouldn't they just have it live in the gym or some shit?
It's a weird choice.
It's totally weird. So, Zach's like, yeah, let's definitely do that, because I can totally fix a contest.
Yeah, and then he fucks up the piano, so
mm-hmm.
when everybody plays their song over the PA, the piano's broken.
Yeah, well, yeah, because the first contestants are Tori and Slater. Now, he just comes in and goes, they don't show what he does. He just comes in, sits at the piano, does something,
and
then
it goes, bong!
Right, like it plays the wrong note.
Yeah, one note's wrong.
Yeah. Now, and then, so my thing with the PA is so...
A very critical note, apparently.
Yeah, that she has to play, like, multiple times in the song. So she comes in, she sits down to play, Slater sings at a stand-up mic. Like, how did they hook up a stand-up mic and a mic for the piano to the PA?
That's how PAs work.
The PA is usually just, like, in the principal's office.
That's true. That's true as well. I mean, I don't know what level of reality we're attacking this at. I mean, if everybody can play music, then why can't they have a mic in this one room for the PA system?
I'm saying the room, the Glee Club room would have a mic, but it wouldn't be hooked up to the PA, would it?
I don't think you have microphones in normal rooms for just music anyway, for high school. Who has, like, expensive... microphones
right.
everywhere.
Like a stand-up mic.
No. Well, that's for the stand-up comedy class. They also do a stand-up class.
God, I wish. That would be an amazing episode. Like Slater doing a tight five on his muscles or something. So he's singing. She keeps playing this wrong note. And then on air, like on the PA, they get in a fight.
Right.
They argue where you would just suck it up and finish. But he's like, fuck you, I quit. And they have an argument on the PA. Then they cut to Zach, who's like, yeah, totally
screwed
them.
Fuck them over.
He's holding
my friends.
Yes, yes. But he's holding like a wrench.
I think that's like a specific tool used for pianos, and then some for props were like, this is what you would use, and they're just like, give it to him, don't care, shoot it.
And then, but so I was just like, what, he just like banged on that key with it, and then was like,
yeah,
those keys
on that
stick.
Yeah, they just turned it, he just turned it off. Yeah, he's like, it's a piano wrench. Classic.
He turned
it off.
A lot
of 12-year-olds know what piano wrenches are. Happy
they turned that note off.
Yeah, so he couldn't hear it. But then it doesn't affect Screech.
Yeah, it doesn't affect Screech. He goes, he's like, Screech sucks so bad all the time anyway. I don't even need to sabotage him. He's going to stink.
But Screech nails it.
But Screech nails fucking Home on the Range.
Yeah, it's just Home on the Range.
It's Home on the Range.
But with different
You can't
words.
Do a song that's already written. So he just full on plays Home
Let's
on the Range.
Let's be up front. Home on the Range is not, there's no one's going to sue him. Home on the Range is like a
is
150.
Is it public domain?
Of course
Maine?
It is. It's public domain after 25 years. Home on the Range is like a 200
I thought it was longer than 25 years. 25 years after the person who wrote it died, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Home on the Range is definitely
Okay,
public
it's definitely,
domain.
It must be because
that's
they
why they're
used
allowed
it on the
to
show.
Use it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, so he's not going to get sued. But you can't, win, like, Belding, as soon as he played it, Belding would go, dude, that's Home on the Range. Like,
no,
you can't.
Belding would be like, that's great. It's recognizable. People love that song already.
I don't agree with you. I feel like Belding would go, it's not original. If you're going to give a gift, you got to come original, 311 style. You got to write your own shit, or it doesn't count as a gift.
I just, the lyrics
like,
are a gift.
And the lyrics are just a gift?
Yeah, and it's all about nerds.
No, you're fucking, like, what if you wrote your girlfriend, you're engaged, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if you wrote your fiance, what if you're like, I wrote you this song, fiance, to show you how much I love you, and then you start singing a song that already exists? Wouldn't she be like, fuck off, you didn't write that for me. That's the song
that
exists.
I mean, if she was, I don't know if I would marry that person. That seems like a harsh condemnation. They still spent time making new lyrics. This seems... I mean, it's like, that's the most, the part, you're taking issue with this. This is the most realistic part of this episode so far.
Is
that if they
Screech
were going to
Home
make a
range?
New song, they would take a song that had music that already existed,
right.
And they would just change words. Because high school students could do that. Like, an average high school student could do that.
Here's why I'm going to argue with you.
All right.
I think if the whole, because this whole, the impetus of changing the school song is the other one was outdated. Home on the Range.
Not that it's.
That's
I'm not old saying
as
it's,
shit.
I'm not saying that it's a good choice.
Right.
But I'm saying that it's a legitimate gift.
Right. But if you're But I'm saying if the whole thing is to update the school song, we're talking 1992. You do like Belvedere Poison and give it new lyrics.
Yeah, that's right.
You wouldn't get like Home on the Range new lyrics.
Is 92 Poison
yeah.
already?
Sure, I think so.
Yeah, probably.
I'm gonna look it up while
no,
we're talking.
No, it totally is. I think it's like 90.
I think it is too. I just pulled that out of my ass, but I think I'm right. So
this school is Bayside.
Yeah. Yes. Tell me you would not want that to be if that. I would be so psyched if that was my school.
But there's
song.
Only one black person in the whole school.
So they couldn't do that. It was in 1990. Okay, so, but so he does Home on the Range, and again, nobody is like, hey, that's already a song, buddy, and. So it's like surprisingly good. Like they cut to the gym or
no,
the
no,
locker
it's
room.
It's bad. It's surprising that they cut to people enjoying it.
Right. Well, yeah. In Bayside Town, it's like surprisingly like the guys in the locker room are like, oh, okay.
Oh, fuck, man. This is a sweet tune. Man, I haven't heard something like this. This is some sweet great. And that is like the level of acting that's happening with them in the locker room.
Why are they Guidos?
Well, yeah, they're in the locker room fully dressed. Just like, I like that. What do you like? I like it. And those are the supposed to be the nerds in the
I
locker
love
room.
Your impression of those dudes. Sweet dude. Okay, so he does it, and then Zach's like, whatever, who cares, because I got this. He goes up, sits on a stool, straps on a guitar, goes, Bayside, let's rock.
And then plays some sweet riffs on an electric
guitar.
Oh, my
God,
guitar.
It's so Johnny B. Good
it's
style.
It's exactly just Johnny B. Good. It is. They just took the scene from Back to
from
the
Back
Future.
From Back to the Future, yeah. 100% what I was thinking. He totally shreds hard as Johnny B. Good, singing, you know, Bayside is cool, and you know it is true, and singing like that. Everyone is, like, dancing.
Everyone's dancing.
In the aisles.
And there's a lot of great extra work in this scene. There's one girl who's an extra who just kind of like dances across the thing.
Yes.
And that's the moment where I realized, oh my God, probably being on that set was pure hell because it was all teenage yes. actors.
Well, I
and it's like they just must be un-fucking bearable. Because yes. actors in general, I find unbearable to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And teenage actors, they have no filter whatsoever. So right. it's just like, I did this and I did this and I did this and right. next time doing this, did you go out for that? Did you go? I went totally. Out for this.
Yes, because my friend Justin was on. He grew up here and he was an extra on a few of them. But he was like, it was a suit. He didn't give a fuck. It was just a case of like, yeah, I'll just do this instead of going to school that day yeah. or whatever. And it was. He was like, all those kids were lame. They were like trying to hang out with him. And he's like, what? I don't want to hang out with you guys. Yeah. And it was. It was like pageant moms all around and like that kind of shit.
It must be a hellish set.
Yes, yes, yes. Totally, totally. So they're all dancing around to his Johnny B. Goode theme. And he's shredding and all this stuff. He's a Zach Morris is a multi-instrumentalist.
Oh, wait. But we have to also mention that while Screech is playing, he does this thing with his face that I just wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Face looks like an open wound.
Yes.
His face is so awful. He makes such awful faces.
Open wound.
That's what it looks like.
He does. Every time he hits that final note, like he does this crazy,
he does,
like.
It does almost insane shit, like almost like he's a gerbil and he's underneath the water thing. That
yeah!
he has, like that's how he's singing. Like that he's
yes.
trying to get water out of one thing where you have to hit
yes.
the ball in with your tongue. Like that's what is the face he's
it
making.
It is. It makes it. There's no reason for
there's
it.
There's no reason for it. It's just like. Him hamming it up.
Yes, just being extra weird. Yes, that's super weird and gross. So they all do the thing. And of course, Zach is like, I got this.
But wait, do you think these kids were like, were they famous enough that they were like going to parties and doing lots of blow?
Oh, completely.
Were they?
They were like getting laid off of it. Like even Screech.
Yeah, of course.
Because my friend Matt, you know Matt Oswalt?
Yeah.
Okay, he was a PA or he did tours at like NBC when this was on,
yeah.
like the height of it being on. And he was telling me stories about how Screech would come out and like any teenage girls in the line, like he would pick out teenage girls to like go fuck. Like,
what?
Yes.
What?
So even Screech was getting laid
at the
time.
So Screech is like, how old at that time do you think?
I mean, they're like, you know, 16, 17, 18. I mean, they're of age, maybe only a couple of years older.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I wonder how much technical statutory rape occurred on the Saved by the Bell lot where like the actors fucking young fans.
Oh, no, just
like 18-year-olds fucking 16-year-olds.
Well, Justin was saying how Jesse was fucking one of the producers at the time. Jesse Elizabeth Berkeley. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, wait, Jesse wasn't even in this episode.
Yeah, Jesse and Kelly. This is a Tori episode where Jesse and Kelly are gone.
What do you mean Jesse and Kelly are gone?
Because, like, apparently, it's not explained in the show at all.
Uh-huh.
But they filmed on through, and they're like, we're done. And then they were like, well, we want one more season. And Jesse and Kelly were like, no.
Uh-huh.
And so Tori... They brought in Tori as a character to replace Jesse and Kelly.
Oh, Tori's the combo character that
yes.
replaces those
Jesse
two?
Jesse and Kelly, yes.
And Jesse and Kelly were probably the breakout. I remember. So
yeah.
I remember even their name, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, because she went on to be on 90210.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Well, no, not like.
What about the other one?
Showgirls. Come on.
Showgirls.
The classic film Showgirls.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Zach didn't do anything, right?
He was on NYPD Blue. He's on Franklin and Bash now.
Oh,
and he made
okay.
that movie Dead Man on Campus where he looked really hot. He had black hair in it.
Okay. No, well, then you do
yes.
know a lot of Dustin Diamond runs pornography.
Yes.
What about
Slater is on Extra.
We know, yeah.
Yeah.
Mario Lopez.
And then Lisa's just crazy.
Oh, really?
Like, actually, for real,
like
crazy.
A lunatic?
Like, bipolar. Like, interviews with her are very sad.
Oh.
Like, lost her damn mind.
Probably from getting saved by the bell.
Yeah.
Bells can't save that much. They can only save a little bit. Sad.
Bells can't save that much. Bells can't save you now.
I mean, all of them really just became successful actors.
Pretty much. I mean, honestly, with the exception of Screech.
Right.
They're all doing okay.
Yeah.
But I've heard he's a total asshole.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
the lesson here is don't be an asshole.
I understand why he's probably total asshole. Is that if you think about it, being nationally known
right.
as being the awful one
yeah.
must make you so angry as a kid, as a teenager.
Yes.
To have your identity be forced down your throat that you're the shit, you're the piece of shit, you're the worst.
Yes.
Everybody hates you.
Yes, I agree. But I would feel like with adult eyes and life experience that you would... I don't know. I feel like I'd at least be like, oh, it's kind of cool that I was a part of such a huge pop culture
phenomenon.
He
could have Will Wheatoned it.
Yes.
And he didn't. He had an opportunity to Will Wheaton it.
Yes. Because now that guy's he's totally respected and totally a nice, cool dude that everyone likes.
Yeah.
He could have completely gone down that road. But instead, he just got like super angry and did porn. Let this be a lesson to you, child actors.
Yeah.
Don't go down the porn and the angry porn route.
Don't do it.
Pull a Will Wheaton and be a cool dude.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that easy.
That easy.
It's just that easy. So he does his song, and then that's when they're like, okay, we're going to vote. And Zach's like, I got this. Who cares? And then Belding comes up and is like, guess what? You guys are tied.
Fuck. 132 votes each.
Yes. And so Zach's like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, nope, tied. And then that's when he's like, you know, Belding walks away and Zach goes, I got to figure out how I'm going to sway the dork vote.
The dork vote. So apparently there's so many nerds in this school.
Yes.
There's half nerds.
Half. That's true.
But also there's half
your
nerds.
Class is split 50% down the middle. Nerds.
50% nerds.
50% cool.
Yeah. And so, but this does predict the future of nerd culture.
Yes. Because you said, okay, well, because what happens is Louise, who's apparently like the hot nerd girl.
She's just hot.
First of all,
she's super
hot.
And then she has glasses.
She's totally an attractive. She's very attractive.
Blonde hair. She even has blonde hair.
She's lovely, but she just has big white glasses. So they're like, ew, gross nerd.
Yeah.
But she's like the hot girl of nerds. So she's got three nerds following her around everywhere she goes.
And Zach targets her because she can sway the nerd vote.
Yes. And so he like asks her to go hang out with Max or whatever. And then that's when... Or no, I guess it comes later.
He kisses her, and she promises three votes.
You're totally right. He takes her on like a fake date to the Max. He sees her and is like, hey, will you have lunch at the Max? She's like, what? Oh my God, of course, Zach. So they go. They're having lunch. He's wincing the entire time as if she's like a sea hag.
Yeah.
Or even just sitting next to me. He's just like, oh God. And we're both like, she's gorgeous. Like, she's a very attractive woman, clearly. But he's like, oh my God, your glasses are so gross.
Those gross glasses.
So then she's like, I can deliver these three dorks. Oh, I wrote their names down because they were Leonard, Lewis, and Percival.
Percival.
No one in 1992 was named Percival.
No.
Not one person.
I think Percival is like the name of like a dog from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like he's a dog named after like some general from the South.
Yes, totally. Totally. No, a dog from Kentucky is named Percival.
We named him after General Percival McGovern.
Yeah. Totally. No, yeah, no kids are named that. So she's like, I can deliver those three votes if you kiss me. And he's totally like, oh my God. Like he does, but it's like, oh, this is the grossest thing in the world. When it's like, no, it's not. She's totally cute. So then that's when Slater, Tori and Lisa walk in and see this happening, and they're like, oh my God, he's trying to buy nerd votes by French and Louise.
And then that's when they just put it together that he fucked them over, too.
Oh, yeah, like
they
immediately.
Just immediately, like, buying nerd votes, he must have sabotaged us.
Right.
So then they go about to fuck him over.
Yes. And so they do this by Slater goes to the nerd guys.
But first they go and she guarantees the nerd vote. So we see the three nerds.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the way that the three nerds act, I swear to God, is like, I think the people who invented Big Bang Theory saw those three nerds.
Yes.
And like the way they talk and they're like, we're making a TV show about those three
guys.
Yes,
because you totally said that because they go, Slater tells them a thing. He's like, hey, spread the word because Zach's totally scamming us. And they go, to the nerd cave. And you're like, oh my God. Like, just their mannerisms, the way they talk and everything is like Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like I said, I've never seen an episode of, but it's one of those shows where, like, my mom will call and go, oh my God, did you see it? It's so funny.
It's bonkers. It's bonkers.
I've never watched it. I just don't get how.
I've watched it once.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah!
Like, that seems like, how are the nerds? Is it sold as, like, aspirational? Like, be a nerd because that's a cool thing? Or is it laughing at the nerds?
It's both. Like, one of the nerds is the nerdiest of the nerds. And that guy's, like, literally Poindexter-y kind of sayings. Like, wah, 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 wah,
oh, my
you know,
God.
Like, saying things in that kind of tone.
Right.
And then the other ones are, like, less nerdy, but they all have, like, their very specific nerd problems.
Well,
but then just a woman who has always a low-cut top on,
like,
why with giant tits and gorgeous, beautiful woman is always hanging out
with
them.
That's what it's like. What is the setup? Like, why is she always hanging out with them? What's the reason
given?
I think
it's just neighbor. And then they get in. She gets involved somehow with one of them. Late, you know, it's, we're in the eighth season or whatever.
Oh, okay. So she dates one of the nerds? I'm just saying, like, so they're saying,
you're not coming. If you're coming to me for expertise on Big Bang Theory, you have come to the wrong place.
I am coming to you.
My expertise, it begins and ends with, it's fucking horrible.
That's my thing. It's like, anytime I read about it or see anything about it, yeah, I'm always wondering, like, how do they, if this girl's supposed to be so hot and, like, in their eyes, like, so hot and untouchable, like, why does she never have anything better to do but to hang out with these dorks?
Yeah.
If that's what we're being sold as the trope of, like, super dorky dudes, but a hot lady's always there.
Who knows?
Okay. Anyway. I question the appeal of, like, why would my mom doesn't care about nerds. Why is my mom watching it?
Right.
I don't know. I'll never know. Sorry, Mom. I'll never ask you because I don't want to know. Okay, so the nerds are like, you're right, we're totally not going to vote for Zach, he sucks. So, the next scene is Screech, like, being the orchestra, the conductor at the Glee Club, like, mm-hmm. teaching everyone Home on the Range with new words. And then that's when Slater, Lisa, and Tori are like, no, let us help you, like, let us finesse
this. We're
going to
rewrite
this
song with you.
And they're like, okay.
And then jump to the end, where it's the competition.
Yeah, so they are like, we're going to change the song. And then, yeah, the next is backstage at the assembly where Zach and Screech are going to have a song off, essentially.
And then Slater and the other two give Zach.
Well, Slater, you got to say this. He makes a big deal out of it because they go, like, Tori and Lisa are like, what are you going to do? Like, how are we going to do this? And he goes, don't worry. Pure lemon extract.
Pure lemon extract. Not lemon juice.
Not lemon juice.
Which is what everybody calls it.
Yes.
Pure lemon extract.
And that made me think, is that different than lemon juice?
No, there can't be. Pure lemon extract has to be
right?
Lemon juice.
Like, is it lemon juice has gone through some sort of extra, whatever.
Pure lemon
extract.
So they give them a shot of pure lemon extract.
Well,
I don't know why they're doing shots of non-alcohol drinks behind the scenes.
Here's the thing that I want to say about this. Anytime, because he comes backstage, like Zach comes backstage and they're like, hey, buddy, no hard feelings at all. We're super psyched you're here. Let's have a toast to celebrate it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're ever in a situation where you're not at a party, you're not at a place where like drinks are already readily available. You would never not be suspicious of a toast. If you walked in today and I was like, let's have a toast, you'd be like, what? No, like that's
I'd
weird.
Be like, I guess we drink before this podcast.
But it's like you would just go, what? Like there's never.
If it was just a toast of just juice, I would be like, you're a complete weirdo. Yeah, because that's what it was.
Well,
it was just
would
a
be
toast
because
of juice.
I don't drink. But it's also a case of like, it's just like a blind toast. Like I don't know. It's not a toasting situation. And they just have it at the ready. Like here's a toast we have at the ready. You would totally go, what's in this? This is weird.
Yeah. But no, he doesn't.
He
takes it down.
He doesn't question it whatsoever. He doesn't
even ask
what it is.
And it's totally fine. He doesn't ask what it is. He's like, oh, that's sour. And then goes out to perform a song. And he can totally talk normal. And then he sings half the song. And then this pure lemon extract essentially makes him borderline retarded.
Like how? And you said this when we were watching. You made a good point. Like how many kids watched this and thought. I've never even heard that if you drink lemon juice, it like fucks your voice up.
Never even heard that.
I've never heard of that.
No.
You know, I never knew that was like a prank you could do to
somebody.
I actually
thought you would put lemon juice into tea with honey if your throat was having
like to
problems.
To help it.
Yeah, because it's got vitamin C in it.
Like, does it make your throat close up if you just drink pure lemon juice?
They invented a thing.
Yes, because they go, yeah, and he says it like it's no. When Slater does it, he's like, it's pure lemon extract, you guys. And they're like, oh, yeah, totally. Like, that's a thing people can do. And so, yeah, it makes his throat close up, apparently.
But that doesn't close up. It's that he starts singing like this. Like, that's how he starts to sing. And then everyone, like, mimics him and sings that along.
Yes.
And it all of a sudden becomes like this insanely weird and beautiful yes. song that is just all gibberish, like skit scatting.
Yeah, but I think it's supposed, because then when he comes backstage and he's like trying to yell at them, he can't yell at them. He can only get half.
Blah!
He gets like half words like that. Out. That's why Blah! I thought maybe.
Blah! And then they give him a glass of water and he's like, thanks, guys. Man, this is like, what the fuck is happening?
The water is like the magic elixir.
The magic elixir from going like, blah, blah, to like being like, hey, guys, blah, 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 and then a glass of water, fine. I guess he, what we don't know about Zach is that he has no salivary glands. He has no, that's one secret that's been kept from us. But, is that it? Once he has that lemon juice, it's not moving until he has some water.
See, that's, yeah, because I just, even as a kid when I watched this, I did try to put like two and two together because I was like, oh.
You remember watching this episode?
Oh, totally.
That's crazy.
I totally do.
Do you have like a crazy memory where you remember everything
Oh, no,
you see?
Like the Mary Lou Henner thing where it's like, I can, like, tell me what you did on October 15th, 1984.
Yeah, but you remember seeing this episode.
I totally, I promise I do. And I remember, because I even as a kid, was like, huh? And then, because I was, when he was singing half the word, like, you could only get half the word out, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, lemon juice made his throat close up.
Yeah. Nope.
That's what I was like, oh, that's what that does. But I never thought, you know, to do it. I was, like you said, I wonder if anyone watching it was like, oh, I'm going to get my friend good. I'm going to prank him by doing this.
And this episode could have been super awesome if they just gave him Epicac instead. And then during a song, he just vomiting for everybody.
And it just becomes like Stand By
and
Me.
And then everybody starts vomiting. That would be the best ending to this episode.
Incredible. And that is 1,000 times better than what we just watched. Like the prank of like, yeah, we're going to make him barf all over the stage. It'd be so amazing.
Which is
Did
more
you know,
realistic.
An ex-boyfriend of mine was like, I hated my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, here's how you prank her. And I'm like, that didn't sound good at all. Because he goes, if you put things, you know the stuff for swimmer's ear?
Uh-huh.
That you put, if you squeeze like a drop or two of that in somebody's drink, it makes them like barf all day.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea. He's like, yeah, just do that. She'll barf all day. And I'm like, ah, that sounds a little, that's maybe
that's
a little
intense.
Harsh.
But if you put Visine, two drops of Visine in a glass of water, it'll make you shit all day.
Isn't Visine just salt water?
No.
Or like a fake tears?
No. It has something in it that makes your eyes not red. And that is a diuretic. I've seen it happen. I was with a kid, and I think it was in high school, who like squeezed it in, and the kid had to leave school. He like squeezed some in his water.
Only like two drops.
Yeah. And he squeezed the bottle in the water.
Oh.
And then the kid had to leave school.
Had to leave school? He was shitting so much.
Yeah.
How long does that last?
I think it's like 24 hours. I don't know exactly.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Apparently. I mean... That was what he told us.
No,
I
believe
watched
it.
Him do it.
Yeah, so the swimmer's ear thing, yeah, apparently if you put a few drops of that, then they'll be barfing all
Barfing's
day.
Barfing's tough.
Yeah.
That seems like pretty
I mean, shitting's
pretty
not
mean.
Great either.
But shitting is like at least a non-painful experience.
So if somebody's like, you either got to barf for 24 hours or shit for 24
I've
hours?
I've taken shit 1,000 times.
Really?
Are you kidding me? Would you prefer to barf than shit? Barfing is so traumatic.
You're right.
It's like
I cry every time I barf.
And the worst part about barfing is that you're nauseous for so long before you
barf.
You're
right. And I really...
Whereas like you shit, you're like, I have to shit. And then you shit. And then it's done. And then you come back. And then you're like, oh, I have to shit again. And then you just stay on the toilet, watch some TV or something.
I love this conversation. You're right, though. Because, yeah, I don't barf very often at all. And like, but when I do, I cry. Because it like hurts so bad.
Oh, I had food poisoning the other day for 24 hours. And it
yes.
Was.
That was the last time I barfed is that I had food poisoning. I had an awesome streak where I did not barf from second grade until I was like 27.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink or anything. So it's like, that's never happening. And then, but yeah, then I got food poisoning and I barfed on Santa Monica Boulevard in broad daylight.
Nice.
Because there's a 7-Eleven right around the corner. And like, I was here alone and I was barfing and I was like, I had a fever and I was like, I have to get Tylenol. Like, I have to get something for my fever. I have to. And I didn't know about Pink Dot, by the way. This is really interesting to listeners who don't live in Los Angeles. But yeah, so I was like, fuck it. I have to get it to a trash can.
No, then that's not
but
a problem.
I was barfing into a trash can in front of everyone. It was terrible. And I was crying.
They were going so fast. They didn't give
ha,
a shit.
No one stopped to help me. No. But in a way, I was like grateful because I'm like, I don't need extra attention. It was a real low point in my life. It was real terrible. I had no one to call. Everyone was at work. Anyway, that's okay. So pure lemon extract closes your throat, makes you not
say
words.
So he does a terrible song.
Yes.
And then Screech gets up. All the lyrics have been rewritten. The song is completely rewritten.
Completely
it's sung
different.
By the Glee Club. The Glee Club is a professional, is recorded, sounds like a professional chorus of like 45-year-olds.
Yes, yes. Totally adult voices.
It's all about just leaving high school.
And it's like all about the dates you went on. Like it's almost all about dating.
Dating and leaving.
Yes.
And that's it.
And it was rewritten by Slater, Lisa, and Tori like overnight, but like the entire Glee Club nails it.
Amazing performance. And then there isn't no one even the episode just ends with that.
That's
There's
it.
There's no like here's the here voting.
I think
guys
it's just like clearly you know these guys won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even in a style that like at that time was popular.
No.
Do you
oh,
know what
no.
I mean? It wasn't even in like some style, early 90s style that I thought.
Right.
I thought there was going to be a rap somewhere.
You thought it would be a rap. If it's early, it could have sounded like a Taylor Dane song or some shit.
Right?
Like it wasn't even. Yeah, it was just it was all sentimental.
A fucking Wilson Phillips song.
Yes. It was just like la, 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 high school. Yeah, it didn't sound like any contemporary music of the time. It just sounded like a song 45 to 50-year-olds wrote and sang.
Yeah.
And then that's I love how it ends in a way that's like, we don't need to tell you how much better this was than Zach's. It totally won. Whatever.
Done.
You got the idea.
You guys get it.
Yeah. So, you did watch this show growing up.
Yeah.
Did you watch it like when you were in high school?
No, probably before that.
Okay. And so like me, did you think...
Oh, wait. This came out in 92?
Yeah.
No, I must have watched it when I was in high school then.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Oh, okay. I'm 35. I watched it both. Like, I watched the original Saturday mornings and then in reruns in high school. But then when I watched the original ones, I was like, oh, this is what high school is going to be like. Like, I can't wait to get there.
I can't believe I watched this in high school. It's funny to think how young high school is.
Yeah.
Like, I was 15 or 16 and watching this.
Well, were you really, like, were you genuinely into it, or were you already watching things ironically at that point?
I was probably watching things ironically at that point. Yeah.
So you were just watching it to make fun of it?
No, I think I genuinely enjoyed when it came on.
Right.
You know? It wasn't like watching, you know, Doogie Howser or anything like that, where I would be psyched to watch Doogie Howser.
I was psyched to watch that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this was more like, it's on. It was on Saturday morning, so I guess, was I still watching Saturday morning cartoons in high school?
I definitely was.
I guess I was, wasn't I?
I was definitely, are you kidding? I watched, it was like this, and then like Gummy Bears, and
bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Yeah. Yes, I was definitely watching that shit.
New Adventures of Beyond Compare.
Yes.
They're the Gummy Bears.
The way you just said it, it sounded like a beautiful poem. It sounded awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming to watch
thank
TV
you.
With me. This was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and your Twitter is?
Kurt Brownoler.
Oh, yeah, it is just your name.
Yeah, and also I just jet skied from Chicago to New Orleans.
Yes.
In order to raise money to send 500 goats and 1,000 chickens to Africa.
Yes.
And we're still trying to raise the money. So if you go to Indiegogo and just Google jet ski for goats, it's there. We're still trying to raise money. We've only raised $26,000.
What do you mean only? That's awesome. Is that not enough?
We're 50 grand. We're trying to send 500 goats and 1,000 chickens to African families in need.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we need to raise 50 grand.
Okay.
So we're only at 26.
Oh, well, I'll give you the, I'll go ahead and give you the 24,000.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
That's perfect. I didn't realize this podcast paid that much.
Oh my God. It's like, I'm a millionaire. Can
oh,
you tell
perfect.
From my one bedroom apartment that I'm just like rolling in it? Yeah. So it's no problem.
So please go check it out. It's called Roustabout, and it'll be coming out someday on Comedy Central.
How was that, by the way?
It was crazy.
Was it scary?
No, I was never scared.
Okay.
No. But it was intense.
Yeah?
It was overwhelming. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Okay, well, so, yes, this comes out Tuesday. Everyone follow Kurt on Twitter. Give him money to give to Africans.
Boom.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. That was another episode of Go Bayside, you guys, and there's only like one more proper episode. There are two clip shows that I feel like I'm going to recap on my own, maybe. I don't know. Plans are foggy for that, but there's one more proper episode until the graduation finale that I am going to do live at the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, and that is the last weekend of September, so please go to lapodfest.com and get tickets. It's going to be awesome. There's a ton of awesome podcasts there other than mine.
Thanks again for all the awesome emails and all of the great iTunes reviews. They're really helpful. And yeah, I'll see you guys next time on an episode of Go Bayside. Beep, 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 Go Bayside!